you may be wondering why these little ones are coming in. But for different individuals of our church who are getting baptized, they help out with the children's ministry. So I think Uncle Teddy, as they all call him, is going to be next. So, but right now, well, it's a long line. So there was three trees, and there was a fox, and what else can I won't stall anymore. At this time, Teddy's testimony will be read by Jimmy Sal. And Jimmy is not only a friend, but also Teddy's discipler, and also a fellow Bruin. So, Jimmy, please come forward.
I'm assuming by the time Jimmy is reading this out loud to you, I'll probably be standing in a pool of water. This is the testimony of Teddy Shea. My bad. Once again, I'm assuming by the time Jimmy is reading this out loud to all of you, I'll probably be standing in a pool of water in front of the entire church. Man, just thinking about it is a little intimidating. I can't even imagine what I'll actually be feeling when I'm there. Here goes. I grew up in a small Taiwanese Presbyterian church in Santa Ana and was baptized as a baby there. When I was a little older at the age of 9, I remember my mom shared the gospel with me and asked me if I wanted to pray to accept Christ into my life, and I did so that night with her. I then prayed the same acceptance prayer several nights in a row, believing I had to pray that prayer every night for the rest of my life, not knowing it was a one-time thing until my mom explained it to me. The following years were tumultuous for me, which began with our departure of that church due to various internal issues. From the 4th to 6th grade, my family visited several churches, and life at home was rocky during this period. My terrible and unrestrained behavior at school helped alienate me from my classmates. Experiences of feeling alone and unloved lingered. It was in 7th grade that my best friend, Jeff Takigawa, invited me to his youth group at Wintersburg Presbyterian. Attending Wintersburg has allowed me to grasp what accepting Christ meant those years ago, and my experiences there helped me recognize my lacking pursuit of Him in my life. I'm not going to say that the years that have followed since then have been perfect, but through the grace of God, many trials and blessings have made His gospel much clearer to me. Further still, coming to college and to Lighthouse has humbled me and helped me learn what it means to commit to the body of Christ, to prioritize being a part of His church, and to grow with and to serve my fellow believers in it. Christ has saved me despite my sin, my shortcomings, and my idolatry in the world, and I hope you will celebrate with me now as I publicly declare my commitment to loving and serving Christ as my Lord and Savior, and to serve you, Lighthouse.
Teddy, do you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead?
I do.
Because of your confession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.